In a previous post, we built a custom model hosted in AWS SageMaker to generate customer success scorecards, CSS. In this post, we'll greatly improve the impact of our project by using Agentforce to build an agent that can tap into all of the previously built infrastructure to answer user questions about the model and its results. This agent provides a unique interface that allows users to not only have conversations with their data, but it can also perform experimentation actions that would normally require a dedicated analytics team. For example, a user could ask questions like, "What are the main impacts to the score for this account? What happens if an account activates 10 new licenses? If an account stops using workflows, what will happen to the score? What is the most impactful change I can make?" The patterns used in this post will show you how to connect an agent to existing data in Salesforce CRM and Data Cloud, and trigger calls to Einstein Studio's Bring Your Own Model capability. Note, make sure that you have a working version of the customer success scorecard that we built together in the previous post, as we will be reusing some components here, along with the CSS recommendations topic and a couple of flows to tie it all together. Architecture. Before diving into the technical instructions, let's go over the big picture. Below we show the end-to-end architecture we'll build together. Everything in gray was built in the previous post, and new features are outlined in black. First, we need to construct the two flows, one to load account information and the other to run experiments. Second, we need to define our agent and provide instructions so it knows the topic and what actions to call and when. Architecture diagram showing the Agentforce and flows blocks highlighted. By leveraging Data Cloud, we can pull information from across Salesforce, including the data that is written by the CSS model and all the original metrics. This data will ultimately be used by the agent to make recommendations and run experiments. Step 1, build the data and experiment flows. Before we can work on our agent, we need to build two flows, CSS recommendations data and CSS recommendations experiment. The first flow will aggregate all the data relevant to an account's CSS score, and the latter will be used to trigger the SageMaker endpoint we built in the previous blog post with modified values. CSS recommendations data flow. For the CSS recommendations data flow, we'll need to accept an account identifier as the input, gather all the relevant information from Data Cloud, and finally return that information as a string. Navigate to setup greater than flows. Click New Flow greater than Start from Scratch greater than Auto Launch Flow, No Trigger, greater than Create. Click New Resource to create an input variable. Add Account ID as the API name and select Text as the data type. Make sure that Available for Input is checked. This will allow the agent to pass the account information to the flow. See the screenshot below. Screenshot showing the Edit Variable dialog. Next, we'll need 4 Get Records elements, one to pull in each component of the account's information. The screenshot below shows the content for the Get Account Details element. Set the data source to Data Cloud object with object type account mini filtered based on the input variable account ID. See the screenshot below. Add one for each of the remaining DMOs, usage underscore metrics, product underscore metrics, and CSS underscore mini. When you are done, your flow should look like this. Overview of the flow shown on the left, with the Get Account Details step selected. Now we need to return all of this information to the agent, so let's create a text template resource named Account underscore details with the following content. This will map all data retrieved to a single string for the agent. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We also need an output variable. Add output as the API name and select text as the data type. Be sure to check available for output. See the screenshot below. Screenshot showing the edit variable dialog. As the final step in our flow, we need to assign the text template to the output variable using the assignment element. Add set output in the label field, and set the output variable equal to the account underscore details text field. See the screenshot below. Screenshot showing the assignment dialog. Finally, we can save the flow, give it a name, and activate it. At this point, you can use the flow debugging tool to test the flow and make sure everything works. Provide an account ID from the account mini object and verify that the flow executes correctly and returns all of the needed information. CSS recommendations experiment flow. Moving on to our second flow, CSS recommendations experiment, we will need to accept all the parameters of the CSS model as inputs, run the model in Einstein Studio, and return the results as a string. Navigate to setup greater than flows. Click new flow greater than start from scratch greater than auto launch flow, no trigger, greater than create. Click new resource to create an input variable for each item in the following table. Make sure that available for input is checked. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now add a new action element and search for the name of your CSS mini model in Einstein Studio. Then map each of the input variables that we just added to the model inputs. In the screenshot below, label is set to run experiment and each input value is mapped to the corresponding flow variable. Screenshot showing the CSS mini dialog in Einstein Studio. Similar to the first flow, we need to map the result of the flow to an output variable. So, create a new text template and add an assignment to an output variable. The text template should have the following content. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Finally, we can save the flow and activate it. Again, make sure that you test the flow. The inputs don't matter much here, we just want to test that the connection to our custom model in Einstein Studio works properly. Step 2, create the CSS recommendations agent. With the flows configured and tested, we can now build our agent. If you have not done so already, you will first need to enable AgentForce. Navigate to setup greater than Einstein greater than Einstein generative AI greater than agent studio greater than agents. Click on new agent. Enter CSS recs as the name. This agent provides recommendations based on CSS scores as the description, and for the custom agent user, pick a user who has the rights to invoke the two flows we created above. Once created, your agent details should look like this. Screenshot of the agent details page showing overview of the agent settings. Click open in Builder. Under topics, click new greater than new topic. Name the topic customer recommendations and enter the following information. Field description value topic label this is the name of our topic. Customer recommendations classification description this is used to determine when to trigger this topic. This topic addresses all user questions relating to the customer success score, CSS. Scope these are general instructions for the agent. Your job is to assist users in navigating the different metrics that make up the customer success score and give them advice on how to improve their scores. Instructions 1 This instruction block tells the agent to run experiments and summarize the results. When asked how to improve a score, you should run multiple, more than one, but no more than 3, experiments. Follow these guidelines. Your experiments should take low-scoring metrics and change them by a reasonable amount. Don't just say to make it the maximum. Use the business context below to understand how much you can change the input. Each experiment should start from the original metrics, not from other experiments. Change no more than 4 individual metrics in each run. Do not run more experiments than you need to answer the prompt. If a user asks for specific changes or the most impactful change, you only need to run 1 experiment. Format your response as Markdown. Summarize the impact of these changes in a clear and user-friendly manner, so that it can be shared with the customer. Make sure that you include the metric values and global scores in your answer, so the customer understands the impact. Do not give any additional information, just state the results. Your response must contain a list of experiments with a summary and state why you changed the metrics. Here is an example format. Description of what was run. Experiment 1, summary and why. Experiment 2, summary and why. Experiment, summary and why. Instructions 2 This block provides a simple summary of CSS, taken from the Salesforce website. CSS business context. The customer success score is a simple and comprehensive measure of your success with Salesforce and is accessible to Signature Success Plan customers through Salesforce Help. Get insight into your use of Salesforce products and features, the health of your implementations, and your engagements with learning resources. Both you and Salesforce are accountable for reaching the common goal of your success. The customer success score establishes shared metrics and deepens partnerships. With this feature, you can access insights, track your organization's progress, and see personalized recommendations to get the most out of your investment with the full potential of CRM plus data plus AI plus trust. With the customer success score, you can gain insights into your organization's performance through a self-service dashboard. Track your progress and make data-driven decisions using historical trends and updates from your customer success score. Take action and optimize your implementation with personalized and curated recommendations. Watch the customer success score overview video to learn more. Instructions 3. This block provides a description of each parameter to our CSS mini model. The agent will use this to determine which parameters to modify when running experiments. The following table lists each metric that customers are scored on and their descriptions. Activation underscore rate, licenses activated, licenses sold. Utilization underscore rate, MAU, licenses activated. Engagement underscore rate, DAU/MAU. Email to case, automated process to turn incoming email requests into new cases. Web 2 case, automated process to turn website form requests into new cases. Macro, a set of instructions that tells the system how to automatically complete a repetitive task. When a user runs a macro, the system performs each instruction. Macros help your team save time and add consistency. Quick text, enables users to insert predefined messages into customer conversations and records. Quick text categories can be customized to make a message's purpose clear. Workflows, a container or business logic engine which automates certain actions based on particular criteria. If the criteria are met, the actions get executed. When they are not met, records will get saved but no action will get executed. Workflow rules, a workflow rule is the main container for a set of workflow instructions. These instructions can always be summed up in an if/then statement. A flow is the part of Salesforce flow that collects data and performs actions in your Salesforce org or an external system. Salesforce flow provides two types of flows, screen flows and auto-launched flows. Bots, automated chat conversation service built on Salesforce app to interact with users and answer questions. Lightning underscore utilization, percent of MAU on Lightning, Lightning MAU, total MAU. Once the topic is created, select it from the left panel and navigate to this topic's actions. Here we will link our flows that the agent will use to work with Data Cloud to get recommendations for the user. Select new greater than plus add action. Enter the following details, flow is the reference action type, CSS Rex flow is the reference action, and CSS Rex flow is the agent action label. Click Next. See the screenshot below. Screenshot showing the create an agent action dialog. Provide the following instructions for the topic and input/output variables. Agent action instructions, this should be used this flow to gather information from Data Cloud about an account's customer success score, CSS, and metrics. Account underscore id, this should be account name. Output, this should be JSON data containing customer information. See the screenshot below. Screenshot showing instructions for the topic and input/output variables. Save the action. Add the second flow using the same process with the following information. Agent action instructions, this should be used this action to run a CSS experiment. For each of the inputs, just enter the name of the variable, since we are being consistent about these, AgentForce will be able to handle the mapping. Output, this should be JSON data containing experiment result scores. Save the action. Now, we can finally test the agent. Let's start simple and ask tell me about the CSS score for account at 266BD2B1. This will trigger the first flow and return all the relevant information for that account. This screenshot shows a conversation between a human and the agent. The agent responds with the current scores as a table. Screenshot showing a conversation between a human and the agent. The agent responds with the current scores as a table. From here, we can ask a follow-up question like, what can this customer do to improve their score? This will trigger our second flow multiple times to run a few experiments, and the agent will then summarize the results. This screenshot shows a continuation of the previous conversation between a human and the agent. The agent responds with the details of the three experiments it ran, including what values were modified and the resulting scores. Screenshot showing a continuation of the previous conversation between a human and the agent. The agent responds with the details of the three experiments it ran, including what values were modified and the resulting scores. Conclusion. Congratulations. You built and deployed your own mini customer success scorecard agent. You can now interact with this agent to gain insight and run experiments with your custom CSS model. We hope that you found this exercise valuable, and that you can take these learning and successfully apply them to your own systems. Resources. Salesforce Developers Blog, Build Your Own Customer Success Scorecard with Amazon SageMaker and Data Cloud. Salesforce Developers Blog, Bring Your Own AI Models to Data Cloud. About the authors. Nathan Calandra is a lead machine learning engineer at Salesforce building infrastructure and platforms for data scientists. He has 10 years of experience in software engineering with a focus on all things data. Connect with him on LinkedIn. Jaswant Bilakanti is a lead machine learning engineer at Salesforce with over 8 years of experience in managing and building infrastructure and platforms, including a strong emphasis on automation. Recently, he has been focusing extensively on data platforms, collaborating with data scientists to deliver efficient and scalable solutions. Connect with him on LinkedIn.